Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam is a Democrat and leads a two-man race for his party's nomination for governor. His boss, Governor Terry McAuliffe, has also endorsed the lieutenant governor, who's a physician by trade. Ralph Northam joins WFIR news reporter anchor Gene Marano and I this morning. And Lieutenant Governor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe. Glad to be on your show.
Well, Gene and I certainly appreciate you joining us this morning, that's for sure. Now, Lieutenant Governor, before we dive into a few issues here this morning, a recent Wasson poll shows just about a quarter of those surveyed know enough about you to form an opinion. Now, is that good news or bad news? Do you look at it as a potential new audience?
Well, you know, we're working hard here in Richmond during session. It's hard to believe we're halfway through, and, you know, good things are going on in Virginia with our economy. And, you know, that's what we're talking about out there, Joey. And so people, you know, I ran in 2013 statewide. There are a lot of folks that know me out there, but still some that don't. But, you know, we'll continue to do a good job as lieutenant governor and keep this economy moving forward. And as we move toward the election this fall, I think people will be comfortable with what I've done for Virginia, and they'll get to know me.
Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. This is Gene Marano. You mentioned the General Assembly. How involved does a lieutenant governor get during the General Assembly? I know you can break tie votes, I believe, in the Senate. How involved do you get in the minutiae of the day-to-day? I know you've come out with a couple statements recently about the LGBT bill and the felon voting rights bill, but how involved do you get in the General Assembly session?
Well, you know, first of all, I would say that I was in the Senate for 6 years, mm-hmm. you know, before becoming lieutenant governor, and I have great relationships with all 40 senators. We have good folks up here. They're doing good work for their constituents. So you know, the main emphasis, aside from some of the social issues, is really our economy. We want to make sure that all Virginians have economic opportunity, no matter who they are, no matter where they are. And that's really what our administration has been focused on.
Yeah, you and Governor McAuliffe put out a statement recently, Lieutenant Governor, you know, kind of going over some of the what you consider the benchmarks, job creation, investment in the economy during the McAuliffe administration. Do you really feel that Virginians on the right track? Do you feel that the Democrats, and you can make the case this November, that Virginia is on the right track as far as economic development and jobs and growth?
You know, we planted some seeds in some, I think, very fertile soil. And, you know, we brought in over 185,000 jobs to Virginia, $14.4 billion of capital investment. Our unemployment rate is at 4.1%. It's the lowest that it's been really in the last 7 or 8 years. So, you know, good things are happening in Virginia. Do we have challenges? Absolutely. And, you know, one of my pet peeves, if you will, is I'm from rural Virginia. So, you know, when we talk about an unemployment rate of 4.1%, that's not what it is on the Eastern Shore where I'm from. It's not what it is in the South Side and the Southwest. So we all need to work together to bring those areas up. They haven't recovered from the recession. And one of the areas that I have really focused a lot on, and there's a lot of, I think, talk and discussion about it, is broadband. We still have pockets you know, across the Commonwealth that don't have access to broadband, and I find that unacceptable in 2017. So we've got a lot of work to do.
Since you brought up broadband, Lieutenant Governor, we're talking with Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam, the gubernatorial candidate for the Democrats. Kathy Byron's bill, which has passed some hurdles in the General Assembly, which would limit the ability, it appears, of municipalities to get involved in broadband investment where there's private providers in the area. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it was a good initiative. It's been amended, and the bottom line, Joe and Gene, is that we've got to work together, both from the private sector and the public sector, to figure out how to get this done. And you know, that includes working with the localities. But as I mentioned earlier, in 2017, when we're trying to bring in businesses and manufacturers, especially to rural Virginia, that's something that we've got to take care of. It's just unacceptable. And along those same lines is cell coverage. I mean, everything I do, practicing medicine, whatever, I do with my cell phone. And so if there are areas in Virginia that don't have access to cell coverage, then they're really handicapped. So broadband and cell coverage has to be a priority if we're going to move our economy forward in Virginia.
Lieutenant Governor, talk about what type of physician are you, for people that don't know? And do you still practice?
Yeah, I'm a pediatric neurologist in Norfolk, Virginia. So a lot of my patients have epilepsy, which is seizures. I take care of children with cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, those types of things. So, you know, I've been doing that for 25 years, and it's been very rewarding. I've enjoyed it, but I want to help these folks at a higher level, and especially with a lot of uncertainty in healthcare right now, we need providers, we need doctors at the table to make sure that Virginians have access to affordable and quality healthcare. So that's really what I bring to the table.
Okay, so you brought up healthcare. What happens if Obamacare, the ACA, goes away? What type of a burden does it put on Virginia? I know that Governor McCall has tried to get Medicaid expansion through a couple times, and it hasn't gone anywhere to cover more lower-income Virginians. What happens, Lieutenant Governor, if the ACA goes away and there's nothing immediately put in place to pick up the pieces?
Well, we're certainly, you know, keeping an eye on what's going on in Washington. And what we worry about is what we call a block grant. And that's where, you know, the federal government would say to Virginia, here, this is what you have to work with for Medicaid. And we have been very lean in Virginia. And a lot of that has been because of not accepting Medicaid expansion. So we've had to do a lot of reform with Medicaid. We're 47th in the country as far as what we spend on Medicaid. So if they do a block grant, then, you know, we're not going to get as much as some other states. So, again, we've got to have people sitting at the table that understand health care that can make sure that Virginians are taken care of.
Talking with Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam. He's also a Democratic candidate for the gubernatorial race. Now, Lieutenant Governor, former Congressman Tom Perriello, he jumped into the race just last month. You've announced, I think, more than a year ago. Were you surprised to see the congressman enter the race? The Wasson poll has him at 15%. To 26% to you already for in voter preference. Were you surprised about that, and how do you maintain your momentum?
Well, you know, I wasn't really surprised about it, and I'm not in this to really run against this person or that person. I'm doing it to move Virginia forward, to you know, promote our economy. We're blessed in Virginia. We've you know, from the Eastern Shore where I'm from to out in the Southwest up into Northern Virginia, we really have it all. So it takes people that are willing to sit down, bring people from different sides of the aisle with different perspectives to the table and really move Virginia in a positive direction. So, you know, that's what I'm doing. And whether it was Tom or anybody else, we feel very comfortable where we are. We have a grassroots effort, have a lot of unwavering support from, you know, legislators, from grassroots activists. So we feel very confident that we're going to be in good shape for the primary, and then we'll focus, you know, on the general election in November.
Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam with us this morning here on the Roanoke Valley's Morning News, joining Gene and I. And Lieutenant Governor, why should the Commonwealth stay in Democratic hands, at least at the chief executive level, come fall? And can you work with the GOP General Assembly?
Well, as you know, my reputation is for working with both sides of the aisle, and you know, some of the legislation that I was able to get passed when I was a senator, the, you know, the smoking ban in restaurants, that was a bipartisan effort. The work that I've done with concussions, making sure that our student athletes are safe. You know, nobody in Richmond or Washington has a monopoly on ideas. So I bring, I think, that to the table, and have always been able to get people to sit down. And you know, it's okay to agree to disagree, but at the end of the day, we have to do what's in the best interest of Virginia. And that's what I've been able to do, and that's what I'll continue to do as governor.
Lieutenant Governor, I wanted to bring up something. You put out a statement in the last day or two talking about your opposition to the Trump administration's travel ban, which largely impacted seven majority Muslim countries and is now on hold. You were very vocal about that. Talk about that. I think you and the governor both went to Dulles Airport last weekend to see some of the mayhem.
Well, I wasn't at Dulles Airport. I was doing the people's work here in Richmond, but I have been vocal, and one of the main reasons, I served in the United States Army. I served during Desert Storm, took care of wounded soldiers, probably 25 to 30 a day during that conflict. And a couple of things I would say, we relied on folks from Iraq and Afghanistan to be interpreters. We also relied on the gathering of intelligence. And so these people really were there for our country. And, you know, as I told people, when I took care of casualties during that conflict, I didn't ever ask anybody whether they were Muslim or Christian or whatever else. I treated them as Americans, and they looked at me as an American doctor that was taking care of them. So I regret that this immigration ban is turning our backs on some of the very folks that have helped this country so that we can be safe and be able to say the things like we're saying on the air this morning.
I wanted to ask you, Lieutenant Governor, your relationship with Terry McAuliffe, the governor, it seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong, that he's gotten you involved in a lot of things as a lieutenant governor. Do you feel that some of the assignments the governor has given you will help you make that jump to the top spot?
Oh, absolutely. He's basically said, Ralph, you do whatever you want as long as it, you know, contributes to economic opportunity in Virginia. And so, you know, my background is in healthcare. I've done a lot of work with mental illness, making sure that those with mental illness have access to, you know, providers. The other thing that we are working very hard on right now, and I'm kind of leading the charge, is opioid addiction, opioid overdose. We lost over 800 Virginians last year to overdose, and this year, if we don't wrap our arms around this challenge, we'll lose over 1,000. And that's, you know, that's more than will die in motor vehicle accidents, and we should all find that unacceptable. So I'm working with providers like myself, working with law enforcement, working with the, you know, mental health experts across the Commonwealth to really get control of this challenge.
We got about 20, 30 seconds left, Lieutenant Governor. Give me the most compelling reason you think people should vote for you for governor, assuming you win the nomination this fall.
Yeah, great question. Well, I just want to make sure that all Virginians have a good job. That's what we want. That's what I've been able to do. I've worked hard during my life, but it's just the opportunity that I've had. And so people want a good job where they get paid, where they can raise their families in a safe environment. And that's what I bring to the table, and that's what I want to make sure all Virginians have the same opportunity that I've had.
Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam, thanks for joining us this morning on the Roanoke Valley's Morning News. We appreciate your time.
Thank you all so much. You all have a great day.